supplier Transocean, and cement supplier Halliburton. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including the existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800. Listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our regular guest is not here, so it's you and me, and, well, we can talk about all sorts of things. Until our guest is available, but remember our number here is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But it's interesting, we have here in California a controversy over the smart meters they're bringing in. And, of course, they're installing these in people's homes. They're wireless, and they don't have to be read. They're actually read because the smart meter sends a radio message to either some sort of local collecting station or to a satellite. We don't know exactly the mechanism by which it works, but then all this information is compiled and you get your bill at the end of the month. Now, of course, a lot of people have been very concerned about this issue, mainly because there's perhaps 2 or 3% of the population that's very sensitive to radio signals. It's like certain people are very sensitive to the fluoride and when they fluoridate the water. Other people are sensitive to electronic transmissions, and so they will have all sorts of physical ailments along with this. Of course, some of it could be psychological, but a lot of it is very real. Sometimes people don't even know that they've had their meters changed, and suddenly their life changes and changes dramatically. Only a small number of people, but for those, it's a disaster, and once you have that smart meter in, you can't get it out because it's constantly sending out radio waves. And of course, the controversy then, well, we're going to be, if people are complaining because their telephone, pardon me, their electric bill is skyrocketing. So basically, why the Public Utilities Commission, which is really controlled by the electronic, by the Public Utilities, has appointed a commission to look into it. And they evaluated here, I think, 650 of these smart meters, and they work just fine. They're digital, they're electronic, and they're very accurate. And they said, see, there's nothing to worry about. The commission, an independent commission appointed by the PUC, which is controlled by the by the public utilities, came up with a conclusion, sort of like the Warren Commission did, you know, why Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter, or the city commission we had, the 9/11 commission, you know. The Army did lie, the Air Force did lie a little bit that morning, but don't be worried, everything is fine, you know, and we're not going to look into what really happened that morning. It's all to placate the people. Well, there was an article recently in the paper about the smart meters, and it simply said that the electronic meters work well. They're digital, they're accurate, they send the proper message. And, of course, the real issue about this, smart meters is certainly the Public Utilities Commission is carrying out a public process. They want to cut a consumption of electricity. That's what it's really about. And you don't have to worry about your bill, Sydney. They want you not to use electricity in the middle of the day, and so if you use electricity in the middle of the day, why, of course, your bill will go up. Well, that's what people are concerned about. Now they have a means of charging you more. How do you cut down on the consumption of electricity? Why, you drive the price up. The whole idea of the smart meter is to increase your electric bill so that you will use less electricity. It will limit, of course, the fossil fuel emissions and then stop global warming by limiting the emission of the fossil fuel, which is used to generate the electricity. Now, of course, we could generate the electricity by the sun and by windmills, but it would cost probably three or four times as much as it currently does. And in places where they're doing it, it's driven up the cost of electricity phenomenally. Of course, a lot of people lose their jobs. Of course, for every new job that's created, three or four people will lose their jobs in the old means, working in the generating plants. Of course, a lot of people who used to work for the utilities, reading meters, they don't need them anymore. All of these things are designed to lay people off and to raise your electricity bill. When you understand the real purpose is to lower living standards here in America, to throw a lot of people out of work who used to work for the public utilities reading meters. You don't have to read the gas meters now. You don't have to read the electric meters. It can all be done electrically. And then they can juggle the figures around and raise your rates so that you won't use electricity. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Now, yes, there are people that, of course, have extreme sensitivity, but this special commission they had didn't look into that at all. All we know is that the government tells us that there was an independent evaluation that found the meters work fine, and of course the meters work fine. They're highly sophisticated electronic gadgets, just like a computer, and they do transmit the message out. It's not whether the meters work well, but what did they do with the information? And the real purpose is to raise your electric bill. When you understand that, it begins to make sense. It's sort of like the Obama administration trying to get the economy fixed. They tell you that we're working hard to get the economy fixed. We're working hard to get people back working. But what they're really doing is funding a great deal of money, certainly to corporations, to encourage them to move overseas. We give them tax breaks. If you move overseas, you don't have to pay any capital gains tax, or you don't have to pay any corporate taxes here in the United States. Now, you use the taxing system to get people to do what you want. You mean you want them to be productive? Well, you cut taxes and people are productive. You want to get the people not working, why you offer them all sorts of welfare benefits and extend their unemployment benefits, and of course then there's no incentive for them to work. Basically, they use the tax system to accomplish what they want, to manipulate the people, and they want the corporations to move overseas. We've lost 8 million manufacturing jobs, and ladies and gentlemen, Obama can say what he wants to, but remember, he's reading a script. They don't want those jobs to come back to the United States. That's why they took down the tariffs. That's why they actually give you special tax breaks to go overseas. And, of course, if you move your company overseas, you don't have to put up with the Environmental Protection Agency or with OSHA or all the local zoning restrictions and all the local harassment by the bureaucrats. and said you don't have to pay Social Security, and you don't have to pay Medicare, and you don't have to pay unemployment insurance, and you can make phenomenal profits. And would you rather work someplace where you had to pay people $25, $35 an hour? Actually, they're paying something like $60 an hour in the automotive industry. That does include the pensions for people who are already retired. But would you rather pay $60 an hour for employees, or would you rather pay $3 a day in China to build the same cars? Well, we'll see if we can get Michael Shaw. We'll be back in just a moment. If not, he's not here, watch your calls. 877-254-7524.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, Dr. Stan.
Okay. And, of course, Michael was with Freedom Advocates and right here in Santa Cruz where I live. It's great to have somebody else dedicated to this battle living close at hand, and Michael helps us as far as my radio ministry is concerned. He will be speaking at the special conference we're going to be having on the 17th of October. And if you haven't signed up for it yet, why, we're doing amazingly well with about 40 days to go. Why, we're not quite halfway there, but we're almost there. And you don't usually have that many people signed up this early. So if you're going to come, remember you have lunch, you're going to have reservations. And the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. But Michael's going to be talking about mainly a lot of the things we talk about. There is an organized effort to lower our living standards, to deprive us of our freedom, to ship our wealth overseas, to limit the population, to poison the people through a population control program, which is underway throughout the world today. But let's let Michael go into the background of how this is impacting upon you, since most people don't even understand this program of think globally but act locally and alter society forever. Michael, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, all that is true. I mean, it is truly amazing that our government would be leading us down a path that calls for such things as the abolition of private property, the elimination of the American experiment, and the massive reduction in population. And, of course, the program that the government uses to advance this internationalist program called Sustainable Development, brought to us through the Agenda 20, through the Agenda 21 Protocol of the United Nations, is in every county across this country. And, of course, it's on the plains in Colorado in spades. I mean, other than Central California, there's practically no place in the United States where the Agenda 21 program, or sustainable development, is more firmly implanted than where this show is broadcasting from today. The plains of Colorado have, about 30 cities that have taken on the Agenda 21 program through an organization called ICLEI. ICLEI is a bizarre organization. That's the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And who would think that city fathers in dozens of towns there on the Colorado Plains would adopt a program brought to them by an internationalist, UN-accredited NGO that is designed to begin the reshaping of our communities. It's designed to get us out of cars. It's designed to create localized communities of the Agenda 21 protocol right here in America. And these cities include Denver, they include Boulder. There's a long list of cities on the Colorado Plains that are dues-paying active members of this organization called ICLEI, designed to bring us a world government at the local level. And, Dr. Stan, of course, we know that the city and county of Santa Cruz are members of ICLEI. There are 600 towns across the United States that are members of the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. There are over 1,200 cities around the world that are members of this organization. And the purpose, again, of the organization is to create local outlets of a coming world order. At least that's what they think. A coming world order where private property is abolished, where children are educated for global citizenship, and where the technological breakthroughs of the last 50 years, and particularly the last 10 years, are used to monitor and control human action. And, of course, Agenda 21, at its core, calls for an 85% reduction in human life. So when the activists for the ICLEI organization say, we're just trying to get people on bicycles and out of their cars because we're here to save the world, we're here to bring in local initiatives that advance the environmental causes that we're also concerned about, just know that at the core, the program that ICLEI works to implement includes a massive depopulation. You say, that couldn't be. Our leaders, the mayor of Denver, John Hickenlooper, wouldn't belong to a program that seeks the reduction of human population. And I say, Mr. Hickenlooper may or may not know that Agenda 21 calls for massive depopulation. But I can tell you that there's a man running for governor who is mayor of Denver, was a cool mayor. That's a term given to reward those members of ICLEI, those leaders of ICLEI that do the most in securing the objectives of this organization. And now you got a guy running for governor who wants to advance those same causes on behalf of the state of Colorado. Now, I'm not trying to pick on Colorado. I mean, here in California, Governor Schwarzenegger is an advocate, as his whole administration is, of the internationalist program. Here in Central California, just Central California, we've got 110 cities that are members of ICLEI. In our state, there are 180 cities who are members of ICLEI. And that means that they participate in a shadow World Congress that is delivering the globalist objectives set out by the United Nations, advanced by so-called NGOs or non-governmental organizations. We which are led by the Stickley organization. And, of course, Dr. Stan, people have heard me before say, you know, if you've got a mayor who signed a contract using taxpayer funds to get Ickley kicked off in your city, you've got a traitor in your midst. Because Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution says no state, that includes cities, can have confederations or alliances with agents of foreign political interests and survive the constitutional test. So in other words,
this is exactly what this is, because these people hate America, they hate freedom, they hate the restrictions placed by the Constitution, and they certainly want to do away with private property. They want to take away really local government control. You're simply your local city council and county councils will simply be frameworks, but the real decisions are made by bureaucrats over whom you have no control. They want to get you out of your car. They want you to use less electricity. In fact, they'd be happy if you weren't using any electricity at all. But, of course, you'll be able to use some. But that's what the smart meters are all about. We're going to tell you what time of day you'll use your electricity, and we're going to raise the prices so high you won't be able to afford it. And when people understand this is all about lowering our living standards here, so we have equality throughout the world. We have the same high living standards that exist on the Mexican farms, certainly, and among the Chinese peasants. Who could be against egalitarianism, equality throughout the world, at least for those people who are allowed to live? But you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, as disturbing as all that is, it's truly amazing that Americans can allow their national government and their local governments to fall into such a hole. Americans' recent polls show are very discouraged by the course that America is on. And, you know, that comes because of this nation's evolved commitment to this globalist order. And people can sit back and say, well, it's Washington, D.C. The problem is Obama. The problem was Bush. Before that, the problem was Clinton. And before that, the problem was Bush. And while I'm not suggesting that Washington is not way off track and that leaders of both political parties have taken us off track and they've put us in this position because they've put us in bed with the internationalist order, both political parties are committed to the internationalist order. But people don't like the results. But it's high time that the people begin to recognize that why we don't like where the country is going is because the country is following this internationalist agenda. You know, we're creating the path with wars around the world. We're decimating our dollar so that in time, not much time from now, our economy will be totally in chatters because our dollar will become wallpaper. And yet you say, well, there's nothing I can do about that. What the State Department does and what the Treasury Department does and what the White House does and what Congress does are things about which groups of citizens on the plains of Colorado or in the central part of California, there's just nothing we can do about it. Well, maybe that's true, but there is something we can do about what's happening in our hometown. And when we begin to recognize that America is made up of hometowns, if we clean up our hometown, if we get rid of the Hickenloopers and the others committed to this globalist goal, we can turn America around and we can cause it to be a place where we're happy to have our children raise up. But if we don't turn it around, our children are not going to survive.
Amen to that.
That's why ridding our communities of Ickley is the step that every person can take to begin to put America back on the right track. When enough cities have recaptured the American spirit, have recaptured the American law, then we can change a state house. When there are enough state houses that have been changed, then we can change D.C. D.C. is not going to change until your neighborhood changes, until we know what ails us, and until we rid our local communities of that very feature, because that's when America can re-begin its pursuit of equal justice of all things that America was born to do. It's a system of equal justice that we need to reestablish. We need to, you know, we need to recognize that we're down a path called social justice, which holds that the law changes. It changes depending upon what groups come before the law. It changes as we move down the path to this globalized society. There is nothing immutable about social justice. It serves the interests of the rule makers, and courts across this land today are implementing the principles of social justice, which lead us right into this world trap. Again, the way we
and
start
the thing
to rebound.
The documentation is there, and certainly Michael has a great deal of it at freedomadvocates.org. I mean, you need to read the Earth Charter. You need to read Agenda 21. You need to read the Global Biodiversity Assessment. They have it all there. They know exactly what they're doing. They just figure that you're never going to hear about the Earth Charter. You're never going to hear about Agenda 21. You're never going to hear about their Mein Kampf, which they're following to the letter. They know exactly what they're doing. And you say, well, why doesn't the local newspaper tell me? Why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell me? Why doesn't Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck tell me? Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, they want to keep their jobs. They're very well-paid jobs. And if they told you the truth, why, of course, they wouldn't be making the millions of dollars that they're making. But you need to find out. The documentation is there. It's available through through Michael's ministry there, his organization at freedomadvocates.org. And he has Agenda 21. Do you carry the Earth Charter, Michael?
Yes. Yes, we do. The Earth Charter is a simple little document that people can just Google, and you can come up with the Earth Charter. It's about an 8-page-long document.
Sure.
And, you know, that's the simple part of the read on what Agenda 21 is.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But do you care about your future, about your freedom, about your family? We'll be right back with Michael Shaw.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan back here. I guess this morning, Michael Shaw, we're talking about ICLEI. We're talking about this whole Agenda 21 program, the master plan, and you've never even heard of Agenda 21. Well, it is the agenda for the 21st century. Certainly, you can read about it on the Internet. You can get Michael's material. And, Michael, I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with Freedom Advocates.
Well, simple enough, Dr. Stan. It's freedomadvocates.org. You'll find information there about Agenda 21, sustainable development. Our headline story now covers ICLEI, and on our front page we have what we call the ICLEI primer. You click on that, and you'll get lots of information, documentation, complete listing of all cities that have contracts with ICLEI. That means that your city leaders have sold out to this internationalist regime, you know, largely behind your back. I was speaking in Philadelphia last month, and there the Philadelphia Inquirer covered it, sort of a shocking event in itself. And right there in the Inquirer, you know, the large newspaper for that city, they talked about ICLEI and the presentation that I delivered, and said the last time they had mentioned ICLEI in that newspaper, Philadelphia is a member, was in 2002. And they said that the last time that the Washington Post mentioned ICLEI, because D.C. is all wrapped up in these things, of course, was in, in 1999. And, of course, the last time the Santa Cruz Sentinel, another ICLEI town, mentioned the term ICLEI was in 1998 in a puff piece that the local newspaper ran on ICLEI. The reality is that our newspapers are largely owned and or controlled by globalist forces themselves, and they keep the contract with ICLEI in your city under wraps.
And the thing is that they basically, the media is in on this, at least many of the people in the media. They know what they're doing. They're there to conceal the truth from the American people. Our media, unfortunately, is controlled by people who have a different agenda, who have an entirely different worldview because they have a different loyalty. Well, Michael, I want you to get out your telephone number, your web page, and tell people what they can get if they go there.
Well, the telephone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. When you go to Freedom Advocates, you'll get a decade's worth of tracking and information that describe and identify the policies of sustainable development. Let us know where it comes from, how it's being implemented, the success, frankly, that they're having in getting it implemented in every county across this land. Every county has its Agenda 21 program. Places like Santa Cruz is simply called Local Agenda 21, but in your town it's probably called Vision This or 2020 That. It's got some soft-sounding title that calls really for the remaking of our society. It takes things like land use and puts everything outside the urban limits as off grounds to being able to use, in effect.
They want to tear down dams all across America. Why? Why, Chris? settled away with hydroelectric, cheap, very efficient hydroelectric power. Runs 24 hours a day. They don't have to do anything. You don't have to burn coal. Why, they want to do away with that. That's why they're tearing the dams down so the fishies can fish, swim up the river better than they did before, and won't that be nice? And, of course, that's why they want to, of course, have all our wildland areas where people can't go. I mean, the elite can go into those areas, but you're not going to be able to go in. They'll not be open for public entry. And certainly, increasingly, we see this effort to try to get people out of their cars, try to keep people out of their homes, get them into sustainable communities where they can be watched and monitored, you know, 24 hours a day. And this is why they're putting up all their video cameras. This is why you're being watched from the satellites now. Oh, well, we want to make sure people aren't violating the zoning laws. That's why we've got to watch people from the satellites. But you go ahead, Michael.
Well, all of that is so true. It's so disturbing when people first encounter that reality. And that's what makes the absorption of this dynamic a bit difficult. But it's clear, and we all know about this when we think about it, if you avoid a problem long enough, it swallows you up. We are close to being swallowed up by the internationalist order. If the American people don't wake up and simply say, oh, Obama's disappointed me, or Bush was a bum, if we don't wake up and see the underpinnings of this takedown in our town, we will be taken down. So I'm so pleased, Dr. Stan, there are some places around this country where the fire against ICLEI has begun to rage. And that's certainly the case up in eastern Washington. And it is also the case, thanks to largely to a woman named Stacy Lynn in Fort Collins, that people across the Colorado Plains in these 30 cities that are contracted members with ICLEI, the awareness there has begun to grow. And if people want more information on that, you can contact us at Freedom Advocates. And we'll put you in contact with Stacy. You can begin to know how it is that she's working diligently to cause people in Colorado to understand this ICLEI connection. And once you understand it, you'll be committed just by nature to taking this issue on, to turning the tide in your neighborhood, to making your mayors accountable for doing, for undoing your city's future through its commitment to the UN-accredited NGO called ICLEI. Again, that's the local council, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. A treasonous act it is to contract with such an organization, and there's going to be some mayors in this country who are going to find themselves on the rail, having been accused, documented, and tried for treason. And when that first trial begins, we'll know that America is on its path back.
And this is that the local community, that the global to local violation of our
Agenda 21 Sustainable Development makes its headway. And sure, there's enough bad dogs in Washington, D.C., but until you clean up your town, we got no reason to complain about national leadership. So let's get the towns cleaned up. Let's make those responsible for taking us down this path accountable to the rest of the people in your city and ultimately in our country. And that's how it is that we can re-begin the pursuit for a society that encapsulates the promises and the commitments that our forefathers made when they undertook their revolution and designed the Declaration of Independence and the subsequent Constitution. Because it is those principles that offer mankind its greatest hope for having lives that are truly our own. And when we recognize that we're all made in the image and likeness of God, that's the opportunity we all need.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, Freedom Advocates. And our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Do you really believe there could be an organization, certainly with 600 members, communities all across America, a subversive organization, and nobody hears about it? Well, of course it can be, because the media is controlled. That's why stations like this are so vitally important. Stations where you can get the truth that you're not going to get from the regular major stations, and you're not going to hear this from the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks. No matter how you feel about them, there are certain things they are not allowed to say. Well, go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, that's the really sad part, is that, you know, even as a fellow like Glenn Beck makes his grand entry into the American political speech dynamic, you know, he will not talk about Agenda 21. You know, neither will Alex Jones.
Hold on. Who do we have calling in? Who's calling in?
This is Maureen in Colorado.
Well, hi, Maureen. Do you have a question for our guest?
I do. I would like him to repeat his phone number, please. I have spoken with various candidates for office here, and they have never heard of ICLEI, and I never had either until I heard your previous program on this, Mr. Shaw. And I would like to get in touch with Stacy in Fort Collins. If you could give me your phone number, give the listeners your phone number again. I didn't get it written down.
It is 831-684-1723. And I'm sorry, 684-2232.
2232. Thank you very much. I am going to be one candidate for the state legislature told me that he'd never heard of it, and I said, are you willing to look into it? Do you know if our city, from which he is running, is a part of ICLEI or has an ICLEI contract. He said, I never heard of it. He said, I can't be bothered with that stuff. He said, all I want to do is get elected. Well, of course, that's the attitude. Another candidate for county commissioner was very interested, and he said, well, if I find out more about that, he said, I'd be definitely against that. So I'll be following up with him if he's elected. And this it's just by these small steps that we can do to finally get some information to these people where they can make a difference. So thank you very much for your work.
Thank you for everything you do, Maureen. We just need a lot more Maureens and a lot more Stacey, a lot more
Michael
so Strongs out there. God bless
you. I'm still in there doing what I can.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Maureen, and certainly, but what we need is everybody listening to this program to become an activist. You can tell your neighbors. You can go to the political meetings and ask them about ICLEI. How can you run for office when you don't even understand who it really is directing the local community? And this is really what it's all about. I mean, certainly you like to think you have local government. You don't. You have a government that's being imposed upon your local government by this supranational subversive organization. ICLEI, it's real. It's not imaginary. You can get the information from Michael. You can find it up on the Internet. And you can ask yourself, if this is true, why have I never heard? And the reason is your minds are molded, your taste form, your ideas suggested by men you have never heard of. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, Maureen is on the right track. And, you know, if you've got politicians, and it's not atypical, who say, I don't care about ICLEI, I just want to get elected. You know, that's exactly the kind of person that you just don't want to have in control of the political strings, because that simply means that that man, when he finds out that it serves his political interest to go quietly along with ICLEI, he'll do it, because that's where the political reward comes from, both in the Democrat Party and in the Republican Party. You know, it was Agenda 21 was signed on to by George Bush Sr. in 1992 while he was president. He went to the Rio de Janeiro conference, and while on Prince Charles's yacht, he signed the American commitment, one of 178 nations to do so, to the implementation of Agenda 21. He came back to D.C. and infused every federal agency. This was a soft law. It took no congressional action. It wasn't a treaty, so it took no senatorial action. It was simply a soft law implemented administratively at the national level. That was 1992. Today, every county in America has its local sustainable program. It has, you know, generally it's done through county plans, general plans, which begin the implementation of the policies, the articulation and implementation of the policies called for by Agenda 21. Then along comes the ICLEI organization, taking taxpayer money to infuse what they call a toolkit for the creation of local ordinances that implement globalist goals. So when you get ICLEI, what you usually end up with is a couple of ICLEI appointees into your planning department. And these people then begin to write the regulations and even the statutes that get adopted by the Board of Supervisors or county commissioners for implementation in your community. So it's a well-practiced scheme for taking over local government, governments like Boulder, like Avarta, like Denver. There's 35 cities on the Colorado Plains that have contracts with ICLEI. And until this gets recognized by the public, and until the politicians responsible for it pay their civic price for having taken the public down this dark path, until that happens, America will continue on its path to destruction.
Amen to that. Well, our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. We're talking about ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Chances are your city is either involved in it or under their control, and you've never even heard of it. And that's the reason you've never heard of it. You're not supposed to. Michael, thanks very much for being with us. Your parting thought before we let you go.
Well, my parting comforting thought is that America is not finished. You know, we will be finished if we don't wake up to the local infusion of globalist policy. When we can roll back local involvement, we can then begin the process of rolling back state involvement. And when enough states have done that, then we can recapture D.C. There's no way that simply by electing ICLEI-supporting Republican members to Congress that we're going to change America. Now is the time to begin at the local level.
God bless. Thanks very much, Michael. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye, Dr. Ian.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoy the conversations with Michael. You have to understand that there really are diabolical people out there. How are they going to reduce the population of the world? Well, we're probably going to have a nuclear war here before long. We've been actually transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan so they could build their bombs. Did you ever wonder how a third-rate nation like Pakistan was able to get a nuclear bomb? Why, they had help from the American State Department and from the invisible government. We want an armed Muslim world so we can have a wonderful, wonderful nuclear war. How can I document that? Go to my January 2008 newsletter. I think that's the date. It's anyway the Sybil Edmonds story. Read it and weep. Sybil Edmonds story. Read it, and of course you can check it out on the internet. It was covered in newspapers all throughout the world, but not hardly a mention here in America with the controlled media. After all, we don't want the American people to know that we're creating the best enemies money could buy. Now, how are we certainly going to limit the population throughout the world? What are we doing with our vaccinations? The mercury in the vaccines causes infertility, and, of course, it decreases fertility. Why do you think fertility is dropping throughout the world? Certainly it's dropped dramatically, even in third world nations. Why weren't vaccinating those little brown children and black children? Because we want to destroy their fertility. If you want documentation, we have a talk. It's called by Dr. Ayub, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And with you, you get a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of documentation. They know what they're doing. And by epigenetics, you turn off the genes for fertility, not only in this generation, but in generations unborn, their children, their grandchildren. Isn't it wonderful how we really care about those little black children? And who's funding this? Why, the people who believe in population control, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hundreds of millions of dollars to sterilize little black children and little brown children throughout the world in future generations. And of course, it's another function of the genetically modified food. But don't you worry, the Gates Foundation is helping to finance the Doomsday Seed Bank up there above the Arctic Circle, so they'll have good seeds when they start in all over again. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we are having an all-day conference on the 17th of October. We usually have a good contingent from Sydney, Colorado. We hope you'll come. Michael will be there. He'll have a table, and you can see all of his wares. He'll probably take two tables. He usually does. A good friend, and we're glad to have him here. But if you'd like to come to our October 17th conference, as we bring speakers from across the world to tell you the information you're not going to get from your controlled media, and have an opportunity at the books and pamphlets and videos and the other things you need to be effective, our number 1-800-544-8927. That's October 17th. October 17th, just a little over a month away, and we're getting a great response and hope that you can come. We're serving lunch. You're going to have reservations. 1-800-544-8927. Here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, beautiful.